What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sean on the Radio with Lala, and we are back from our not-so-busy weekends.
Yeah, pretty boring.
I know. It was cold this weekend.
Cold, and it snowed.
I know. I can't believe it.
I didn't have any snow all winter, and I get it in April. I couldn't. Yeah. I was just so pissed off when I woke up.
I know. I couldn't believe it. It was freezing out.
Mm-hmm.
I had to run all these errands. I didn't even go out.
Yeah.
I was like, forget it.
Clean off the cars, put the heat back on.
I know. And yesterday, there was ice. I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was sleeting. Yeah, it may be yesterday, but yeah. And they're saying we're going to get more snow next week.
What? Yeah. I didn't hear that.
Yes, it was very depressing. I thought summer was coming. We were so close.
I know. Well, they say April showers bring May flowers, but apparently...
What is this going to bring?
I know.
April snow showers bring what?
Yeah, tornado. Or a hurricane with our luck.
Oh, God.
I don't know. This weather is just insane.
Bipolar. Mother Nature is bipolar.
Totally. I was just going to say that. I posted something on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it, but it was like a little kid and it said, buzz off, winter.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a few of those. Like, go back to bed, Mother Nature, you're drunk.
Yeah.
She must be PMSing.
Seriously, something is going on.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But today on the show, we have our weekly check-in with Face Off, and it is almost down to the finale show. There's only two more weeks. So I'm excited to see who wins. And we'll be talking to Melissa later on in the show. But we also have some crazy news stories.
Yeah, I got some good ones.
Yeah. And we have something to do with a map, is it? And your brother? A story with your brother?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just, you know, with the U.S. map, it's pretty... You would think, it as an American, we would know where all the states go. I mean, maybe some of you do, and I thought I did. And my brother's like, hey, you know, do this interactive map and, you know, figure out where all the states go. It did not turn out to be... great. I felt pretty stupid after I was finished with that.
Yeah. I remember doing that in high school, and we had to see, like, what we knew, and I totally failed it.
It's pretty sad, because, you know, I looked at the map, I'm like, yeah, I know where everything is, and then it's like, okay, where's Wyoming, and where is this one, and where's that one, and I'm like, I really blanked out. I did not know. And it gave you three tries to put, you know, what state is where, and it'll say wrong, or whatever. But I was really ashamed of myself. And even my brother, he did it, and he didn't get a lot right. And I kept quizzing everyone in the family, some friends, and no one got, you know, more than, I'd say, 10 right.
Yeah.
And that's sad. We should know this stuff.
We really should. We should post it on Facebook and see if our listeners...
Yeah, can figure it out.
Can figure it out.
No cheating.
Yeah.
Let us know if you are able to put all the states in the right places.
Yeah. Take a photo of it when you're done. Post it on Facebook with your score.
Yes.
We should totally do that. We'll post it up.
Definitely. Are you going to put it on Facebook or the website?
Probably Facebook.
Facebook?
Okay. Yeah, or the website. I don't
know. Yeah, check that out, because maybe... I don't want to feel so stupid, so if there's anyone else out there that doesn't get them right... I'll feel a little better about myself.
Well, I certainly know that I do not know where every state is.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I think that's something we should know.
We should. And as Americans.
Yeah. Yes. And they should teach it better. You know, all these kids today, they can name celebrities and they can name brand clothing and all that. But if you can't name the states in our country, you know, you got to get back to the books.
Oh, yeah. I could probably name every state, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah, true. I can name all the states, but they should be able to find it on the map. That's what I should have said.
Yeah, no, I can't. Definitely not. Mm-mm. And forget it with the other countries.
I know.
We used to have to do that in school. Yeah, forget that.
I honestly, though, I tried Europe, and I knew Europe better than I knew our own country.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why, but... That's sad, too. That's even more sad.
Well, I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to send me the link. And
yeah,
I'll
I will.
We'll put it up on Facebook. But you're listening to Shota on the Radio. When the lights hit your eyes at night, they're hypnotized. another show on the radio with Lala, and we have Melissa from Face Off calling in a little while, but we also have some crazy news stories. Do you want to let us know what they are, Lala?
Yeah, I'm going to be telling you about some kind of interesting. A woman who unknowingly married a pedophile.
What?
Yeah, pretty creepy. And some good news for the Zika virus that I was talking about last week. And Avicii, he's retiring. So, give you some news on that.
Yeah. Heard about that.
Yeah, he's a lucky man.
I know. I wish I could retire. He's retiring at 26.
26 years old, yes.
So, that would be me. I would be retiring next month.
Jeez.
Because I'll be 27 next month.
Wow.
So, can you imagine?
With that much money? $75
million? I know. I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
Oof. I'm taking a plane out of here.
I wonder what I would do. I'm going to think about that. I'll let you know when we get back from the break what I would do with $75 million. Yes. But we also have your email of the week coming up. And so, yeah, stay with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Before we go and find, let's get
Sean on the Radio with Lala, and right now we are going to get into the news. So, yeah.
It's pretty the creepy story. How would you like to find out that your husband of only 1 week is a convicted pedophile? How horrible is that?
First off,
how didn't you know? I don't know.
How do you not know who you're marrying?
I don't know. People hide that stuff. You know, I've heard a lot of stories like that. They hide, you know, what they're into. And, of course, you know, if it's pedophilia, they're going to hide that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this woman, they were married for a week. And the only way she found out, because this guy was really stupid, her grandmother, so the woman's grandmother, let this man borrow her laptop. For whatever reason, he borrowed her laptop. When he gave it back to her, she went on it, and there was child porn and child abuse pictures all downloaded onto her computer. How stupid can you be?
Oh, my God.
So that's how they found out. It's like, okay, I'm on my mother-in-law's computer. Let me just download this. I don't know. It's crazy. And that just proves to me that they're not going to change. It's those type of people, they can't control it.
No.
Because if he couldn't even control it for those few days on someone else's laptop, then he can't control it, and he has an issue.
He needs help.
Yeah. So, well, they went to the police when they saw the pictures, and the police ran his name, and they said, wow, this guy is a convicted pedophile. He's been in jail for it before. You know, he's been convicted of it, and he was just released, like, I think it said maybe a few weeks before she met him, he was just released from prison for it.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, so now she is divorcing him, and she said it's bittersweet. She doesn't know how to feel because, of course, she still loves him, but she's disgusted and she can't believe that that's the type of person he is. But she does want to get a divorce, and he's fighting it. He's fighting the divorce, and it's really hard for her to finalize it because he's on the run right now.
Oh wow.
But this poor woman, that's horrible.
That I can't even.
Yeah, like your wedding day is the happiest day of your life, pretty much, and then you expect to spend the rest of your life with this person and raise children with this person, and that's all gone.
God, though, that she didn't have children, or she didn't get pregnant. Thank God.
Yeah, he would have been, I didn't even want to think about that.
Disgusting. I don't know. See, with me, I like detective work.
Yeah.
So I would probably, if I met, I don't know where they met,
mm-hmm.
but if I meet somebody online or in a bar, like, I know people personally that have gone home and Googled them, their name, to see if they were okay, safe, or whatever.
Yes.
You know, my aunt was dating online, and she was talking to a guy, and he seemed really nice. And he was like, oh, I'm an author, blah, blah, blah. You know, so of course she's like, oh, well, what book did you write? He wouldn't tell her. Come to find out, he's a convicted felon.
Oh, my God.
And his book was about being in prison.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So she sent him the book, a link of the book, from, like, Amazon. And was like, never mind, you don't have to tell me. I found it for myself.
Oh.
Because he gave her real name. And she sent him the link, and he like, blocked her, got off, like, the dating website, and...
Yeah, see, it was stuff like that, you have to be so honest. Dumb.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not a pedophile, but if you've been in the jail and you meet a woman, just tell her. She's going to find out one way or another.
Exactly.
Or someone's going to find out, and it goes both ways. Just be honest in a relationship.
Yeah. You ever see that show Catfish?
Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how that goes on. You hear these people talking to these imaginary people for years.
Yeah.
How does it go on that long?
I know, and especially like the catfish that takes your money and from
or
different
they won't
countries
talk on the phone. Yeah. So you're just texting for 5 years. You're gonna text someone. I'd be like, all right, listen. After the first month, I'd be like, this is it. You talk to me on the phone. Meet me in person, or you know, nothing else.
Yeah, it's over. It's done. I'm moving on.
But they last like 5 years. They'll put up with that. Crazy.
I know.
It's crazy. I don't feel bad for them at that point.
No, not at all. It's a sickness, though.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that it's... I mean, I watch Dr. Phil all the time, and I believe that there is something psychologically wrong with these people.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Especially, like, pedophiles. Like,
there is some kind of trauma, and that... Like, they said that this man was supposedly, like, molested when he was 16. And they're trying to say, oh, that's why he does this. But everyone goes through hard things, and I'm not trying to say that it doesn't affect people differently, but you know what's right and wrong, basically. Exactly. Everyone knows what's right and wrong. And
especially you gotta, when you're an adult.
Yeah, and you gotta fight through it. You know what's right and wrong. Go get help, and you can't make excuses up your whole life just because something happened to you when you were a kid.
Exactly. But so what else do we have?
Well, last week I talked about the Zika virus, and we have some good news with that. The Obama administration is actually seeing that it is a major crisis, or is going to be a major crisis for us. So now they're taking funds, actually $510 million funds to be exact, and they're moving it to the Zika virus to see, you know, to work on vaccines or cures or, you know, something to prevent it. And that money is coming from the Ebola section. So, you know, last year we had the Ebola scare.
Oh,
now
boy.
It's this virus. So they're taking the money that's still, you know, floating around the Ebola fund. But the government, other government officials are saying that's not smart. Yes, we have to focus on the Zika virus, but we should still keep money in the Ebola because the Ebola could reemerge again. So they're, you know, they want to kind of split it up and work on both of these horrible viruses to, you know, hopefully find a cure and prevent it. So I think that's some good news that it's getting more awareness. And then Avicii, like we were saying, he's retiring at a very young age. Lucky boy.
I know.
26 years old. And they said Forbes is saying that he's the highest paid DJ. $75 million he's made.
I know. Can you imagine?
At 26. That is crazy.
Yeah. So. And he worked from the time he was 18, I think.
18, mm-hmm.
So that's less than 10 years, 8 years.
Wow. I wish.
I know, right? I mean, I would be retiring this month or next month.
I think it's smart, though, because a lot of these celebrities get so caught up in the fame and the money and the greed that they're unhappy and they're depressed and they're suicidal and they do drugs and over, you know, they abuse the alcohol and they're not happy.
No.
And he's actually seeing that, hey, I'm 26. I have, you know, not that I have a long time to live or a short time to live, but life goes fast. Let me enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And so he's not going to be performing anymore. He's not going to be on tour anymore. His last tour is this year. So as soon as he finishes that, he's done. And I commend him for that.
Absolutely.
I would do that. I really would. If I had that money, you know, I wouldn't live above my means, and I would just enjoy life, relax, enjoy life, explore the world, meet people.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I was trying to think, you know, before we went to break, what I would do with even $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's so much I would do, and he's so lucky. He's so talented.
Yeah.
But there's so much that he could do and travel and, you know, I would buy a house, make sure that I'm comfortable, living comfortably.
Yeah.
And then I probably would open up like a adoption animal pet farm.
Yes, love the animals.
You know, so that the animals that can't get adopted, they can come live on my farm.
You'd be like the cat lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to travel.
That's what I would do.
That would be my major thing, is to see and experience as many places and foods and people and cultures as I could.
Absolutely.
For as long as I could, and then just relax with the rest of it.
Yeah, and he's lucky. I mean, he's traveled the world for a living, made money.
Yeah.
You know, and he said part of the reason is that he doesn't want to be in the party scene anymore.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to be drinking and drunk every night, which that's what the entertainment business is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not all of it, but
they all have problems with alcohol and drugs, and they're just dropping like flies.
Yeah,
overdosing, and
it's so sad.
Mm-hmm. He's doing it the smart way, and
he is.
I think that even though he's traveled the world, he probably realized, yes, I'm going to these many places for tours and shows, but he's not really experiencing those places. He's probably being rushed, like he's getting to this one place at this time, and he's, after his show, he's being booked off to another place. You can't enjoy places like that. You can't, you know, immerse yourself in the culture. So, like I said, it's a good thing. And
yeah, absolutely. He wants to be a regular person and experience everyday living. And
yeah,
I agree.
Yep, definitely. So that's what's been going on. We got some creepiness, some good stories, you know.
Yeah, not much in the news lately, but
no, nothing worth talking about, you know.
Yeah,
like I said, like last time I told you, everything's about the politics and the race and Trump and Bernie and Hillary, and it's just I don't want to hear it anymore.
Who's saying what about who? And
I'm tired of it. I am, and we have so many more months of this left, and I'm gonna keep saying that. I just don't want to hear about it. The important stuff, yes, but I don't want to hear the little tit for tat stuff.
Yeah, me neither. But so coming up, we have our email.
I'm excited and, for this one.
Yeah. And we are going to hear from Melissa from Face Off. So stay tuned. On the radio with Lala, and right now we have our email of the week, and the email is from Larry in Texas, and he writes, "Dear Shauna and Lala, I love the show and listen all the time. I was wondering if I could ask Lala about singing. I saw that she used to be in a band, and I've always wanted to sing professionally. How do I get started, and do you think I should take lessons?"
Well, I started out in school. I joined chorus. I always loved singing before that. But it's really, you have to feel comfortable with it, because a lot of people, they want to sing, and getting up in front of people makes them nervous, or taking lessons, sometimes they get nervous. But I would suggest, yes, take lessons. Get out there. Go to karaoke bars. That is what built my confidence. I would go to karaoke bars and sing some songs, and at first it was really nerve-wracking. Like, I didn't want to look at people. I was kind of hiding in the corner singing, and the more I did it, you know, and then I was up on the bar singing, and then I was right up front and center singing, and that really helped. So, yes, take the lessons and do karaoke bars. Believe me, it will help you a lot, and good luck with that.
I agree.
Yeah. You see people at karaoke, and you either got the shy people, or you got those ones that are just always like, I'll sing every song in the computer. Yeah. And you'll get that way, you know, the more you do it, and it'll really help you.
But I agree, you should take lessons.
Yeah, always take
lessons. Everyone should take lessons in whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it only helps. It's not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
It might cost some money, but that's the only downside to it, I would say.
Yeah.
But good luck with that.
On the phone right now, we have Melissa for our weekly check-in with Face Off. And it is coming to an end shortly, Melissa. So how has the journey been so far?
Yeah, it's been pretty incredible so far. It's really been a dream just to get on the show. So to get so far on the show is just icing on the cake.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I watched a little bit of it, a little preview of last week, and the theme was kind of like a King Kong jungle type of theme. So was that difficult for you?
You know, it's outside of my comfort zone. I'm not terribly familiar with the whole King Kong universe. I have seen the movie, but not recently. And so it was outside my comfort zone, but I think that's important as an artist to be able to work outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah, absolutely.
So although it was challenging, I enjoyed it.
But so overall, you did well and you enjoyed it, and you know, I mean, you're one of the
challenging. So I'm sorry, I was just gonna say it was very challenging, but in some ways, I think that's better to be challenged than to be comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what makes it fun and, you know, interesting for, you know, us viewers and fans, is to see, you know, different things that you guys go through. And I don't want to say struggles, but, you know, struggling to get to where you want to be, you know, so.
Like in the real world, with stuff that you're not as familiar with, and, you know, you'd have to come up with stuff that isn't necessarily your forte. So I don't think it's all that outside of the realm of possibility.
Right, right. Now, coming up this week, it's you. So, this week coming up, it's you, Walter, and Rob, I believe, that are left. And the finale is coming up pretty quickly. So, being that it's, you know, the last few weeks, is that more pressure, do you think?
Absolutely. You know, there's more pressure to perform well, but also, you know, the competition is winding down, and you're left with the best of the best. So it's like everybody is putting forth their A game, and you know, you want to just live up to what everybody else is putting down too. So I think, yes, it's pressure. It's mostly pressure in my own mind, but it's that you really want to do your best you can.
Right, right. Now, where do you see yourself going, like, after the competition is over, and do you see yourself doing movies, special effects, makeup, or Broadway? I mean,
well,
where do you see yourself?
My background is in art, so I work as an artist right now, and I just make art pieces and stuff like that. I would very much love to get into concept art for film and stuff, and that's what Double Page does. So, after the show, I'm really hoping to get into more concept art.
Right.
Doing, like, concept work for a film.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Neville Page does. So he's sort of a hero of mine. So to be judged by him. Hopefully I'll at least get on his radar and maybe get some work in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, so have you done special effects makeup before, or is this where you wanted to try and see if it was something that you liked, or?
I mean, I've done it before as a hobby. I do cosplay. For those who aren't familiar, it's just costuming work where you kind of go to conventions and costume as your favorite characters. So because of my cosplay background, that led me to special effects, something I've always done. But I finally got the courage to start working with it more because of cosplay. And, yeah, and then I just ended up trying out for the show.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, thank you so much, Melissa, for calling in, and good luck on the show this week.
All right. Thank you. Sorry about all the reception issues.
Oh, no, it's okay. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Into the distance, ribbon of black, stretch to the point of no turning back. Flight of fancy on a windswept field, standing sense is real. Fatal attraction is holding me fast. How can I escape this irresistible grasp? Can't keep my eyes from the circling sky. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound distance.
Just spend an animation, the state of bliss. you practically raised the dead. Rob the grave to snow the cradle, then burn the evidence down. Soapbox house of cards and glass, so don't go tossing your stones around. You must have been. You must have been high.
to Shauna on the radio with Lala. Lala, what are you looking at?
I am looking at all of the stuff you have in the corner of the room. What is this? This is all your products of the week?
Yeah, it's my product of the week cabinet.
Oh my god.
And as well as my prize cabinet.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in here.
And yeah.
What is this? Toe separators? It's yes. Like pearls. They look like pearls.
Yeah. That, I didn't get around to doing anything really with it in a few weeks. But that is my product for this week. And I actually met the designer of them in New York City when I went to the beauty show. So, yeah, it's Dip Into Pretty. And I guess when you go to get your pedicure done, instead of putting those separators, you could
the put... The foam ones, like the ugly ones?
You could put them on.
Oh, yeah. So, guys, you know the foam ones that go between your toes. These, it looks like huge pearl balls that you'll see between each toe.
Balls.
Balls. They look like balls. Shiny white balls. It's just, I mean, I guess that's pretty cool. You bring your own and shine away there.
Yeah. So, yeah, they have little flower ones and I forget what other ones they have, but they have, like, tons of them. And,
it comes with a little bag. You can keep it in a travel bag.
Really?
You put your balls in a bag.
Don't want to lose them.
Oh, do they have blue ones?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, God. God, you have so much. There's candles in there, face wash, lotions.
I know.
I don't even know. I haven't even gotten through it all. I'm going to go snoop some more, though.
Yeah, makeup I have in there. Shampoo, conditioner, hair products.
I'm just going to have to borrow some of that stuff, and, you know, I'll let you know how it is. So.
Yeah, let me know. I'll write the review.
Sounds good. And, I'll get some products to use.
But if there's any companies listening that want us to review your products, not your balls.
Some blue balls.
Yeah. You can head to ShaunaOnTheRadio.com where you could send us your products and we will review them. Not your balls. We don't want your balls.
No, please don't send balls.
Especially blue ones. But yeah, so that is our show for this week.
We'll see you guys next weekend.
Yes, thank you, Melissa, for calling in from Face Off. And don't forget to watch the finale next week of Face Off on Sci-Fi Network. All right, we will see you next week.